Two soccer powerhouses, Germany and Argentina, will compete later today in the World Cup final. It's the most watched sporting event on earth, but that passion may have negative economic ramifications, a UNC Charlotte economist has found. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Here's a little bit of sour grapes. While Belgium may have knocked the U.S. out of the tournament, much to their fans at the stadium's delight, perhaps they'd be less thrilled to know that their country's zeal is costing the average Belgian more than $300. A study after the 2010 World Cup found significant measurable decreases in the GDP growth of participating countries. UNCC economist Craig Depkin says some countries essentially shut down during the games.
And over time, that has led to maybe about a third of the disparity between per capita GDP in the U.S. versus per capita GDP in Argentina or Brazil.
The average country lost $72 per person per World Cup, with the largest impact in South America and zero in Oceania. As for the U.S., despite the surge in interest this year,
and look at this, it's Julian Green! Would you believe it?
Depkin says it's still not on the scale of other countries. He doesn't expect it to hurt our bottom line. The economists will update their study with 2014 figures and submit it for peer review later this summer. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.